Good morning. I don't have a lot of time I can spend on this subject, but it's been on my heart all morning because it's something that I'm struggling with. I'm thinking about addiction, and I've overcome past addictions in different areas, but one of the addictions that I have not been able to overcome is food addiction. Food is a tricky addiction because you have to have food. But when you are a person that uses food for all the wrong reasons, and it is kind of like your joy in life, your comfort, and you're using it for those sorts of reasons, it's a very dysfunctional relationship that you have with food. It's the same kind of escape that you would use if you smoked cigarettes, marijuana, did, you know, the various drugs that are out there, popped pills. Same escape you would use for, you know, if you were addicted to porn or gambling. I was thinking about how this morning, how a lot of people do not have this food addiction. And so they can't relate whatsoever. They can't understand taking food to the level that someone with a food addiction has. But same is the truth for pornography. There are people that'll watch or, you know, see a little bit of pornography or hear, you know, they think, how disgusting, that's so gross. How could someone become so addicted to pornography? Because it's just disgusting. Then you have gambling. You know, you have someone that's so highly addicted to gambling, they've mortgaged off their homes, they've, you know, cashed in 401ks, they've, you know, used up all their savings, they're in debt, it gets to a point of just complete ridiculousness. Someone without that addiction is looking at that like, why would you waste your money? Like, you're throwing it in the trash, you're actually putting it in a garbage disposal and just shredding it. So not all addictions can be understood by everybody. Everybody has a different thing that the enemy can use in their lives. And, the hard thing about food, it's not like cocaine or crack where you just can't touch it. You can't get a little bit of crack and say, okay, that's all you're allowed to have. Food you have to have to survive. I mean, that's, you know, it's all around you. And we are flooded with food, images of food, marketing of food. The lust for food is just, our society thrives on that. So food we have to have. It's a tricky addiction. It's very tricky. You don't have, when you have a food addiction or maybe something that is biologically going on with you and chemically going on with you when it comes to food, you don't have that off switch. And I always say it this way, it's kind of like being born without that organ. You know, it's you weren't born with the liver, you weren't born with the kidney or the lungs. There's an organ I feel like that I'm completely missing, and that is causing me to not be able to shut off or to put boundaries with food. The addiction for the food, it can be just, it really, I guess it does release a lot of the dopamine and the maybe even serotonin. I don't know. I think it's the dopamine. It releases a lot of the dopamine. And I believe if it possibly could be that it releases an enormous amount of dopamine in certain people. And that's why they become addicted to that. I don't know. I've never had, you know, testing and that sort of thing and to find out what's going on. But I know that I serve a God who can deliver me out of anything, that there is nothing too big for him. And the Bible says that I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So not through Misty who strengthens me, but through Christ who strengthens me. And so I have a lot of hope in that. It's hard though when you're living it day in and day out and you can't seem to turn that off. It seems for me that it's either black and white. There's no gray area for this addiction. It's like if I get started, I can't stop. So I don't get started, so I kind of want to starve myself to where I, you know, and then obviously that doesn't work because the body feels so weak. But then if I eat, I'm opening the door to this huge addiction. So it's difficult and it's a struggle that's very real. And I think we watch it go on all around us, but nobody says anything. There's got to be a reason why people are 300 and 400 pounds. There's got to, I mean, this isn't just they like sweets and they eat a lot of sweets. This goes beyond that. The level of eating that we're doing for people that have the food addiction is manifesting all around us, and people just put them down. They think, oh, they're lazy. They don't realize this addiction is just as important as every other addiction that people are facing, and it needs to be dealt with as an addiction and as an illness that is something that they can't control or they're not. It's not for everybody to understand. Obviously, there are people that has control in this area that will never relate to what I'm saying. I can't relate to the gambling addiction. I absolutely, logically cannot relate to that. I don't even have a lust for money in that regards. I don't even desire. I mean, it'd be nice, but it's not like I'm getting a high off of buying lottery tickets because I just may become a millionaire. I don't believe in it enough to do that. And I won't waste my kids' money, the money I spend for my children on that. But so I can't relate to that. I certainly can't relate to pornography addiction. I've seen pornography. Most people probably have at this point of their life, but it does have such a dark place. It has such a dirty grotesqueness to it that I can't imagine connecting to that at the degree that people get addicted. So it's not for everybody to understand. Some people hate the smell of nicotine cigarettes and they're like, how could someone ever get addicted to this? The smell alone kills them. So not everything is going to be understood to everybody. That's fine. But I was just thinking this morning as I was driving that how tricky the food addiction is and that sort of thing, and how do you overcome that? It's like for me, it feels like my ability to think, once I've turned on and allowed, it's kind of like when I used to smoke. I never smoked continuously. The whole time I smoked, whatever those was back in those crazy days of my life, when I smoked, I would smoke so long with guilt. And so I'd always have to quit. I was always quitting because I felt guilty for smoking. And so I was always working on this addiction. And I would smoke and quit, smoke and quit, smoke. I mean, I would love to know the number of times I went back and forth. But I remember when I would quit, and how I would get started back up would be this little liar would come into my brain and say, well, you haven't smoked for 2 months. One, ask for a hit off your aunt's cigarette. And you would ask, you would say, just one hit. Or just one cigarette. You would say to yourself, okay, it's just one cigarette. Look how good I've done. I've done good for 2 months. I obviously have a grip on this now. Or I've done good for 6 months. I've gone 9 months and gone right back to smoking. So I would say, well, I've done good. I've got a hold of this. Sure, you know, I'll have this one. Well, that's the lie of the enemy. Once that voice started to root itself and I began to play with the idea, you know, it would say it. Now, here's the difference. When it says you immediately rebuke it, you bind it and you cast it down in the name of Jesus. If you do not do that, you begin to open doors to playing with that thought, analyzing that thought, compromising with that thought. And you're thinking, yeah. If you don't turn that thought off quick, I mean immediately, you've already set yourself up for failure. Your first failure was just not turning that thought off. So here you go. You take that one cigarette, and somehow that one cigarette opens the door to the, you're back to smoking again. And that's how it is with food. It feels like as soon as this spirit of addiction begins to do its thing, I no longer am present to shut down and or to think logically. When I wake up in the mornings, I'm not hungry. I don't like to eat in the mornings. I probably don't like to eat until maybe noon. And yeah, that right there moment, there's no spirit of addiction that's got a hold of me in the mornings like that. I can think logically. I start a diet probably every day. I fast every morning. I mean, at that moment when I'm strong, I'm setting goals that are realistic, that seem so doable, but that's while I'm in the person that doesn't have those addictions, that's strong, that's not fighting, that's the me. By the time hunger starts to set in, hunger opens up the door to my addiction. And now I am compromising everything. I am not thinking straight. I begin to settle for crappy food, fast food, something convenient. Because I am out for 12 hours working all day, I start to say to myself, this is how you're going to get through your day. You're going to eat your way through it. When you work 12 hours a day and you're traveling from town, city to city, trying to get to different people that you work with, that drive time in between can be 1 hour, 2 hours, and you would like some entertainment. You feel like you want to entertain and comfort yourself while you're in the process of getting to that end of that day. Then when you get home, you want to reward yourself for all the 12 hours and hard work that you've done. You want to enjoy being at home now. And it's just a cycle of reasoning for reasons why you should always eat. You know, I think for me, I'm always trying to find entertainment, something to make me joyful. And I've been thinking about, it's really been in my heart, the woman at the well who Jesus said, if you will drink from my water, you'll never thirst again. And I thought, you know, as much as I have trusted in the Lord, I depend on the Lord, I have a relationship with God, as much as all of that is beautiful, there's still an area where I go outside of God to get joy, and that's through food. I'm still getting water from a well that's not coming from Jesus. I'm depending on a well to pour into me where Jesus wants to pour into me. And I'm seeking this joy and this high outside of Jesus. And it's extremely sad to me. I'm 40 and I'm 42 or whatever, but I'm in my 40s And now I am trying to address something that I've spent my entire life depending on for joy, for entertainment, for comfort. And it's not easy because I don't know how to rethink it. I don't know how to change how I see it and how I use it. And I think that's the key. I'm using it for all the wrong reasons, and now I've got to start trying to use it correctly. I don't have a lot of time to talk this morning, but I wanted to share that with someone, and we'll see where it goes. I've been fighting for many years. I've periodically gotten on like diet pills from the doctor to get my weight back down and to keep it controlled. Right now it's getting back up. I feel bad when I have my weight out of control. So I think everybody tends to do that. It starts to take away my joy. You kind of want to stop buying new clothes for the new sizes. You just want to kind of not go out anymore. I mean, it really starts messing with your with you psychologically. But the food addiction's real. I'm just praying my way through it and seeing how I can get out of it. Be blessed until we meet again. I hope you enjoyed this and have a blessed day.